My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. Sunday, July 12th, 1942. Dear folks, hello. Did you have a nice vacation and catch a lot of fish? You were going to send a card from the lake, but as yet I haven't received it. So naturally, I'm anxious to hear all about the good time you must have had. I suppose fishing was the order of the day, as usual, and cards the order of the night. I just wonder if you had a nice spell of weather, or if you sweltered, as on most previous vacations. I'll bet the John Swansons showed y'all a pretty fair time up thar. It's fun to go to a different spot anyway, isn't it? I'm on CQ over this weekend at headquarters. That's the only reason I'm writing this letter on Sunday. It's against my policy to do anything but take off on weekends if I'm free. So far, this has been a long weekend. It's 11 p.m. now, and I've been on duty since noon yesterday. Today, the other fellows on the barracks went swimming at White Lake, and believe me, it about broke my heart not to be able to go, too. Last Saturday, George and myself went to Lumberton. They had a USO dance that night. At that dance, I met a girl. A very neat little number dressed in white, and a fine dancer. I danced with her a few times, then she took me over to meet her mother, who was one of the hostesses. I took advantage of my opportunities and asked for a date the next day, Sunday. She consented and said she'd get her sister for George. The next day, we went over to the house about 1 p.m. and met her sister. I know it doesn't seem right, but her sister was another A1. In fact, we found out later in conversation with her mother that Nell, George's, had been Miss Lumberton last year and Margaret, mine, had coveted the same title 2 years ago. So you see, we don't fool around when we pick 'em. We went swimming with them all day and took them to supper later in the day. We had fun razzing them about their accents. They in turn took turns in throwing digs at us Yankees. We made another date for them for this weekend, and according to letters sent and received in the interim, it looks as if we'll do some swimming again. They are both swell kids, and lots of fun. And Lumberton is incidentally only 35 short miles away. Guess we'll have to take advantage of their southern hospitality. Wow, before I exhaust my space, I want to thank you for the delicious cookies you sent last week. They went almost before I got the can open, and everyone said they were great. Now, I've said enough. I'll let you do a little talking, right soon. How about that note that Daddy promised? Love, Dorrance. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.